The first thing I asked Santa Claus for was an oven.
Did you have an easy bake oven?
I did. I grew up in a rural area where I think it probably was expected that I would ask for a truck or a football, but I got a loan on Santa Claus' lap. I thought there was my chance, and I said, oh, here, I'm going to make my request. I got it.
So, Gene, tell me where we are and what we're standing in front of.
Okay, we're in the storeroom of North Shore Boulangerie, and what we're standing in front of now is the Levain machine. Levain is the French word for yeast. It's wild yeast. It's what bakers had used for centuries to make really healthy, flavorful bread. Although we call it yeast per se, it's actually a mixed culture of microbes. So if we kind of come over to the machine, you look into it, we just fed it today. And so it's kind of bubbling and percolating. It's really happy because it has lots of food. Its food is flour. It likes flour and water. So Levain, what is Levain? Levain is this really wonderful mixture of yeast and bacteria. The bacteria love to break down starch into simple sugars. And then the yeast that are sitting right next to them in this mixture take up the sugar and metabolize it. And so you've got multiple organisms in here digesting the carbohydrates, the starch and simple sugars, and producing all these intermediary metabolites. And for them, they're just doing their thing, right? They're eating and metabolizing and growing and dividing. But all of those metabolites that they're kind of pushing out into this mixture that kind of looks like a thick pancake batter right now taste really good to us.
Gene, I got to tell you, I'm an old school baker. I baked back in the day when dinosaurs ruled the earth. And we had a sourdough bread, and we call this our Mother Daisum.
Yes.
And now we kept that, okay, in a bucket, in a warm, dry place.
Yep.
How do we get, like, talk to me about that discovery. Talk to me about that moment when we realized, okay, we've got something here that we can work with.
All right. The idea is, and although, I mean, there's some that scholars will not agree entirely on it, but somewhere back in time, we were only making flatbreads, right? And there was no leavening agent, there was no yeast. But it was thought that in Egypt, somewhere along the way, someone left a piece of flatbread dough off to the side, forgot about it for a few days, came back and noticed that it was kind of puffy. What had happened is that combination of flour and water that was the flatbread had some yeast in it that started growing, and given enough time and nice warm humid environment, it was digesting that dough, and the baker, for whatever reason, decided to use that to bake with, and got this instead of having a flat bread, which is a lovely bread in and of itself, but he got this nice puffy, spongy, very flavorful bread. From that point on, bakers always kept some of the dough from the previous day and would incorporate it in the new piece of dough. Now, when we think about a Levain or a sourdough starter or a mother or a chief or a chef, this is just a variation of that. I mean, all of these are forms of what artisan bakers call pre-ferments. You're giving the microbes time to digest and create all these metabolites, which we like to taste once they're baked. Slight variations, the proportion of flour to water, how long you let them sit, how you let them sit. For example, you were talking about American sourdough, the mother culture that you had. That is grown typically in a bucket. You leave it alone, you leave it off to the side. And what that does, and this is kind of where I kind of geek out on the
do it, Gene, go, go, Gene, go.
You let it sit in a bucket, and right, American sourdough, right, is a very sour bread, right, with a strong flavor. Part of that the reason that it's so sour compared to a European style miche, that bucket sits there and the microbes become anaerobic. That means you're not mixing them up, they're not getting a lot of oxygen. And that defines what type of metabolism they can carry out if they don't have air. And so they're making a lot of acids. And just as before, saying that we're a lot like yeast, which I think it's flattering. A lot of people wouldn't think it is, but I think it is. Right, when you're at the gym and you're working out real hard, right, and all of a sudden you're winded and you're not getting enough air, and all of a sudden, you know, within a couple hours you have sore muscles, that's because you didn't have enough air, it changed your metabolism in your muscles, and you were starting to make lactic acid. And so you're making acid just like the yeast in the bucket are making acid, because they don't have oxygen and you didn't have oxygen. Now, to contrast that with what we're looking at here, which is a French Lavon, if you notice, there's a paddle in there. And every few minutes, that paddle turns and it introduces air into the chamber. And so these yeasts are doing a slightly different form of metabolism than what an American sourdough in a bucket would be doing. Once you introduce air, you get many hundreds more flavor components, because you go from having what basically in scientific terms glycolysis, kind of a simple first step of breaking down sugars to make either acids or alcohols. Once you start adding air in, all of a sudden you have many more pathways and many more metabolites being produced, and so you get a much more complex flavor. And so if you were to eat a piece of bread that was made with American sourdough, so like a really standard San Francisco sourdough, and compare it to a French miche, which is made with Lavon, right? They're both using a similar pre-ferment, but just incubated slightly differently. One without oxygen, the American sourdough, and then Lavon yeast with oxygen. You'll get a little less sour from the French version, but a few more layers of flavor, because you're getting many more metabolites in there.
We talk a lot about the act of working being transformative. Is there a transformative aspect for you when you're working with bread?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. Each dough has a different personality. Each dough requires a different type of mixing and a different proofing and a different shaping. As you touch it, it's calming. I work without a radio. When I work, I don't have music playing. And all you're hearing is, you know, the oven clicking on and off, the compressors for the refrigeration turning on and off. And it's both calming, it's head clearing. I can think for hours, and the time flies. And at the end, you have this wonderful little object that, one, is great to eat, but it's satisfying. You've started with something simple: flour and water, salt and yeast. And in the matter of a couple of hours, by how you let it rest, how you interacted with it, you end up with this thing that you love, or hopefully you love.
Material culture contributor Jonifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts.
This week, Fields spoke with Chef Gene Webb, owner of North Shore Boulangerie.